Watch Over Me, written by Claire Corbett and read by Wendy Boss. How they must have feared you. They found Toby, gave back my bag, thrust a form at me to sign, verifying that nothing had been stolen or lost, and cut us loose into the dimming wasteland as they locked the doors behind us. The infamous limestone terminal checkpoint was closed for another night. Toby's hand was sticky in mine. They'd fed him sweets while torturing me. "You okay?" He nodded. At least I didn't stink of petrol. The liquid the boy soldier had wiped on me was just dirty water. He'd made me smell the petrol on the rag first to terrorize me, so I'd believe he was dousing me with petrol and was about to set me alight. "You've played your games today?" Garrison required all children to play a quota of certain games each week. Promoting pro-social behavior, they called it. Gamifying consent, coercion, and control was what Max, our cafe's resident veteran journalist, called it. "Yes," Toby said, while I was waiting for them to finish with me. "You've been neglecting street sweeper." "You mean council cleanup? I don't like that one, Sif. It's boring. I like search and rescue." He opened his palm to show me the tiny spark of his ladybug drone. Toby passed the time at checkpoints, flying the little device on missions through Garrison, approved virtual worlds overlaid on reality by his phone. Ancient forests, asteroid fields, or a Port Angelsund of the future rising in starry spires from the dreary rubble at Limestone Terminal. "You can't just play the ones you like best," I said, hating myself for doing Garrison's dirty work for them, enforcing their rules to keep him safe. "You've got to play them all. They know every minute of what you play and when." Toby sighed, a new adult sound of resignation, and put the ladybug in his pocket. My thoughts darted. I felt myself turning towards you, no more than a voice, an outline of a man, wanting to find ways to tell you. "You are here in my city, but I can show you so that you see." I imagine talking to you, giving Toby sweets, hurting me. I believed you'd see these actions gave those men the same feelings, came from the same place. We hurried away from the checkpoint towards the main ring road. The Midgard serpent, encircling almost all of our island, down here called by its ancient name, the King's Way. Each step of our descent leading us into deeper twilight, though the clifftop behind us still caught the last sun. I stopped and took out my phone.